Sarah, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer, and I have titled this episode, Politically Correct Paradises, The Borderless World, and Anomalous Ailments. We'll be talking about things like voter fraud, the Democrats wanting your guns, the Republicans wanting a wall, George Soros funding the migrant caravan, abolish ICE protesters, Antifa, clearly, the weaponization of space, new tobacco, as well as much more. Disturbing things that are happening to children and diseases alike. It's crazy. It is wild. Biowarfare is definitely a real thing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into this edition. Now, before I actually get into this week's episode, a few updates. I hope you guys are checking out all the links in the description bar below. Make sure you're checking out that epic interview between Carrie Wedler of the Anti-Media and Jason Bassler of the Free Thought Project, censorship, as well as the assault that is going on against alternative media is important. If you guys have been downloading the show notes, you've noticed that we have been doing a little bit extra with our exclusive memberships. We performed the tiers, included more content, and much more. Definitely think about doing that. We have a whole new show coming to you guys. I get into it in discussion with this episode. We're also uploading our information to Real.Video, which changed their name to Brighteon. We'll be coming up with a new platform post to show you guys. And if you don't want to hear any of this, just download the show notes and keep on going. And lastly, I'd like to say congratulations to the people that voted. Now what? That's where the real work begins. And with that being said, let's start the show. Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of Factions of Freedom. Wow, things are really not slowing down. They're intensifying. They are progressively intensifying because of the orchestration behind them. You know, it seems like even though I have all these notes and everything else trying to put together all these pieces, it seems like regardless of the attacks that will continue, it's not really meant to. We're not supposed to solve these mysteries. We're not supposed to solve all this chaos that's actually happening. It's supposed to ratchet up. A false flag happens, boom, no one talks about it. Another false flag happens, boom, no one talks about it. A shooting happens, a stabbing happens, some crazy stuff happens, and no one talks about it. Now, I think the real problem, the only thing I'm really guilty of is trying to be sane in an insane world. That's our only sin. That's the only thing we're guilty for, if you ask me. We're trying to make sense of a world that's going insane. Like I said, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer. But we're going to be going over a whole lot as always. As always, you know, as I was putting together this episode, more stuff came out. You know, I was just going to talk to you guys about some of the other things that happened throughout the week. You know, we've had the great episode with Carrie Wedler of the Anti-Media, as well as Jason Bassler of the Free Thought Project, and we've talked about the censorship that has occurred. You know, we recently had the midterms. It seems like Republicans took the districts, or Republicans took districts, while Democrats took states. Might have that backwards. We're having all kinds of political realignment take place, and this is a good thing. I know, you know, people who are hardcore about all this politics, they're thinking, oh, you know, the Senate has, you know, the Republicans have the Senate. It's all craziness what's happening here. We're seeing the introduction into the Civil War. We're seeing all this destabilization take place because we're seeing them set up for what we call the borderless world, the New World Order, and all of these other things that are taking place. You see, I've talked about it before. The concept of the rise of the vigilante, the fourth turning, the paradigm shift, this political realignment, as I've said, I would like for it to be the new renaissance, but that won't happen. People are being controlled. Ignorance is being advocated. You know, I was talking about this the other day, and I know, I talk fast, I talk about a lot of stuff. I'm trying to condense everything I can into a sensible, legible fashion for you guys. I had a meeting the other day, and really, I guess the simplest way to say it is, you know, people are either tuned in or tuned off. People don't know how to care. People are controlled. You know, people, we expect people to put out information. We expect people to do the other work, you know, and all of what we see these days, if you ask me, is the abdication of our power. We're trying to give over our feelings and our identity to this collectivism And that's very dangerous, man. Very, very dangerous. You're seeing all of these people kind of get wrapped up in this hysteria and this mind control, this social engineering. And what's even worse is it's not calming down. As I said before, it's going to ratchet up. That's the intention. My only crime is trying to be sane in this insane world and make sense of all this crazy stuff we see happening. Now, before actually coming onto the air and getting the episode together, there was a shooting in California. We're not sure whether or not it's a case of domestic terrorism, if it's a random act of violence, if it's controlled, if it's a false flag, or what. We'll give you guys updates about that on the page as it develops. What I want to talk to you guys about that's actually kind of important, and then I'll kind of get into all the politics, the midterms, and everything else, and what that means, that, as I said before, that political realignment that we see taking place. I'll get into that later. But I think it's imperative that we start talking about this right here. The fact that an Antifa mob was outside of Tucker Carlson's house. Let's take a listen.
Tucker Carlson, you are outside your home to protest the protest of fascism and racism. You call a peace that led to an ideology that has led to thousands of people dying by the hands of the police, to trans women being murdered in the streets. Your policies put on hate, and we don't even know. We know where you sleep at night.
You know
where you sleep at night.
You know where you sleep at
night.
You know where you sleep at night.
Okay, even if these guys are just doing what they're doing, trying to stoke fear, trying to intimidate, trying to carry on in this capacity, you have to understand these are just the introductory troops. They understand that they're being annoying. They understand that they're trying to agitate and instigate. But what this is only going to do is make them take even bolder steps. I've talked about this time and time again, how what we're seeing with Antifa is they are supposed to be the trigger to set in the police state and the martial law. Their sanctioned chaos, their legalized lunacy is what's going to cost us our normalcy. And it's only going to be a few cases here, a few cases there, a few cases here. This civil war that we see taking place, where it's people taking political ideologies to a whole new extreme. They're replacing all kinds of different things. They're replacing religion, spirituality, society, psychology, all this other stuff. We're getting wrapped up in the idea that politics is how we should be living our life. That politics and every other, I don't know, I guess I don't see it as offensive as it should be, or offensive as it is. I can respect people's differing opinions, but we're becoming militant, or these people are becoming militant, and that's going to create a response from others to do the same thing, to respond. We've already had Proud Boys fight in the street. We've already had Antifa fight in the streets. We've had Black Lives Matter fight in the street. We've had Indivisible fight in the street. We've had all these fights, all this stuff, where people are talking about this craziness that's going to continue. This is what I mean by the Civil War, the tension that's rising. People are either engaged or they're turned off. They're watching, enjoying the show. I know our people, I know our fans and followers from across the seas are definitely watching us lose our mind, and it's crazy. Because what you see taking place right now, as I've talked about time and time again, is a spiritual manifestation of where people's heads are at. You know, I talked about this too with Charles Casson on our previous episode. You know, right now, what you're seeing with Antifa is the normalization of chaos, the normalization of destabilization, right? In the future, I think in the next coming years, we're going to see a lot more of these eco-fascists, these eco-police, the eco-army, the eco-terrorists, these people who will run up at you at a restaurant because you're eating certain types of food. How do they not see that they're becoming the fascists? I think that's the craziest part about it all. How do they not see themselves becoming authoritarian? I guess growing up, you know, I listened to things like Rage Against the Machine to where and Rise Against, to where it was like, you know, tear down the system, but vote with your dollars, vote with your lifestyle. We have people who are somehow co-opting the government to exercise all kinds of other crazy political agendas. It's crazy. And this is something I think is something that everybody already knew, But now we're seeing them take that step even farther. If you're not with them, you're against them. Nancy Pelosi talked about this a few weeks ago, saying that if you're not with us, you're against us. Like, think about that. That's her clearly saying, if you are not with my party, you're against us. I would like to think that what we're doing is not political, but these people have an organized agenda in which you, if you do not abide by them, you will get caught up. You will be one of their victims. And they are perfectly fine with executing this type of plan. I think that's what's even more wild. We are seeing so much happen here in America that is kind of like a hurricane. Here, we put this up October 19th. It's from Sons of Liberty Media. And here's Nancy Pelosi saying that when we take over, if you don't share our view, you'll be collateral damage. Let's take a listen.
This is about prosperity. As your former mentor,
yes,
won the Nobel Prize showing the relationship between environment and prosperity.
For people who don't know, Bill Nordhaus, who for sure the Nobel Prize won for his work on climate economics, was my original mentor. I was his research assistant when I was a junior in college. So, anyway. So, yeah.
He mentored well, didn't he?
Anyway.
Your mentor mentored well. I think that we owe the American people to be there for them, for their financial security, respecting the dignity and worth of every person in our country. And if there is some collateral damage for some others who do not share our view, well, so be it, but it shouldn't be our original purpose.
This is kind of related.
It's a secondary purpose. And I share that as well. I believe that every person should prosper, that we should all have, you know, the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's guaranteed in writing, the pursuit. You got to pursue it. You got to pursue it. You should pursue it. Don't let other people offer it to you. Don't let Nancy Pelosi, don't let these Democrats, don't let the Republicans, don't let these people who promise you bullcrap tell you that you're free, okay? I was freaking out. Let me go ahead and get this off of my chest. I was freaking out on midterms, the day, November 6th, right? I was freaking out because, you know, you're seeing everybody freak out saying, oh, I'm political. Oh, I care about this. Oh, I care about that. I'm free. Here's my sticker that proves it. Freedom is a lifestyle. Freedom is a mindset. Freedom is something you have to seize every single day, not because you showed up to do this one thing this one time and you got this one token and this one little toy for it. You're basically displaying your obedience. Freedom is not obedience. When these people are trying to push this ideology on you, that, hey, we'll offer you freedom. Yeah, you're offering, as I have in the title right here, politically correct paradises. You're offering peace underneath your rule, not my own freedom. I advocate for the individual. I advocate for you who is listening right now. You have the chance to step up and do better. There is no law that will give you freedom. What they are offering is the idea of false prosperity. I talk about this all the time in relation to Pope Francis with his fake compassion. And you have to understand that's how it works. It's the same. It's two sides of the same coin. These people are very tricky and manipulative. And you have to understand it. And I saw a great meme that explained this. You know, it's like, hey, you can get free health care, free education, and free all this other stuff. All you have to do is come work on this plantation. It sounds a lot like slavery. And that's exactly what it is. This revelation came to me just the other day. The reason a lot of these people want free health care and free education is so that they can create more of themselves, create clones. Look at what's coming out with modern education. People who have no idea what's going on other than spouting out the same talking points that they were taught. I mean, look at what's going on with modern medicine. These doctors aren't taught anything about actual holistic health. You know, they actually incentivize doctors. They say, hey, if you can get people to sign up and reach your quota, basically, we'll give you a bonus. They give extra money to people and doctors who give extra vaccines. It's crazy. But that's not health. There is no money in cures. And that's where we are at in 2018. The same thing happens with politics, to jump back to point. The same thing is happening right now. We're seeing them offer you prosperity. All you got to do is put these chains on. All you got to do is follow us, right? So let me calm down. Let's get back to point and look at all this other stuff that's going on, because yes, it's important. We have to see how this political realignment is shaping things. I think it's important. I don't really necessarily pay attention to politics, but I think it's good that we have other people who are out there trying to effectively actuate change. Right here, we have this article for Sons of Liberty Media. It's by Daniel Greenfield. We put this up November 7th. It says Republicans took states while Democrats took districts. The Democrats raised $950 million to take the House and another $513 million to take to the Senate. They boosted their spending by 44%, while Republican spending only rose by 21% since the last midterms. With that much at stake, just as in the Kavanaugh nomination, the Democrats used every dirty trick. Republicans were harassed, threatened, assaulted, and even shot. The media accused them of racism, sexism, and treason. No smear was too low. No accusation too improbable. And some of them actually worked. Before the election, these tactics exploded in the Kavanaugh hearings, and so did the backlash. Democrat senators in red and reddish states, Donnelly, Heitkamp, McCaskill, and Nelson, who joined in the lynch mob against Kavanaugh, lost their seats. Senator Mankin, who voted for Kavanaugh, kept his. So I'm going to go ahead and stop there. Because, again, what we do is not political, red versus blue. This is more of that Babylon nonsense to keep you distracted. Really got to get off of this topic. We talked about this, okay? We really have to just talk about this and get over it. What we're seeing is a radicalization on both sides. You have Democrats who want your guns and Republicans who want a wall, okay? What you're talking about is creating a prison. What you're talking about is giving all the guards, all the authoritarians the weapons, and then locking us in here so that you could unleash more of Antifa, more of whatever radical extremists you have, whatever other mind control victims you have. No, I'm not down for that. Not down for any of it. I'm down for self-defense, self-awareness, self-accountability, freedom, liberty, and getting you people off of my back, getting your hands out of my pockets. I wanted to talk about how Facebook continued their censorship, but unfortunately, we are this conditioned to it. We are so conditioned that we expect the censorship. I'm going to use this time to plug to you guys. You have got to sign up for our exclusive membership. We are coming out with more content. I will not say right now. I'll leave it for later on in the show. We're coming out with more content for our exclusive members. We're coming out clearly with the second show, more guests and everything else. But you have to sign up for our newsletter, for our exclusive members, for all the services that we're trying to provide to you guys, because censorship is coming. Net neutrality is coming. They will cut us off of Instagram, off of social media. We have to come up with a whole new graphic to talk to you guys or show you where else we are putting out information. We're also on Minds.com, Vero, Holonis, Real.video, which is now Brighteon. There's going to be a whole new creation in the next coming months, in the following years, of alternative social media. We're clearly taking care of mainstream social media, and that's where the censorship is going to happen. Pay attention to everything that we put in the description bar below and in the little buttons that we put underneath the episodes on our website, because we are trying to give you guys what you need. Now, to get to point, as I said before, I wanted to talk about the censorship that was taking place, but this is something else I think is imperative to talk about when we're talking about the politically correct paradise and how you have to abide by the new societal standards. Recently, someone had their gun taken. And I want to go ahead and point this out, because you have people all the time who say, they're not coming for your guns. You know, come on. Why would they take your guns? They don't need your guns. Why? Come on. You have to think about this. A Ferndale, Maryland man was shot and killed at home when two Anne Arundel County police officers who were violating their oath and this man's Fifth Amendment by trying to steal his property, his guns, under Maryland's unconstitutional red flag laws. Let's see if we can pull up this video for you guys to where you can take a listen and decide for yourself.
We just got some new information just moments ago. Police released the name of the victim in this case. 60-year-old Gary J. Willis is the victim in this case. And the scene very much calmed down from what it was like earlier this morning. You can see a couple of police cars still block off the area here on Linwood Avenue in Ferndale. But we have some video to show you of what it was was like earlier this morning when a lot more officers were on the scene. Again, police say they did go to serve a red flag law protective order on Mr. Willis at that location there on Linwood Avenue. When he answered the door, he was holding a gun. Now they say Willis placed the gun next to the door, and when officers began to serve Willis with the order, he became irate, opened the door to the residence, and grabbed the gun. An attempt was made by the officer to take the gun away from Willis when Willis fired the gun. No one was injured by that gunshot. A second officer fired their service weapon, striking Willis, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. Again, the victim in this case, 60-year-old Gary J. Willis. And here's what police had to say a little earlier today about this case.
They did have an emergency relief protective order against them, so somebody obviously felt that they should not have a weapon.
So again, we will continue to follow this story all afternoon and bring you the very latest updates as we get it on air and online. Reporting live in Ferndale, Kim Dacey, WBAL, TV 11 News.
Thank you, Kim. So to go ahead and kind of talk about this real quick, what we're seeing, and I think this is the craziest thing to me. Okay, so check this out. You have three migrant caravans that will converge on our southern border in a couple days here or so. You have Antifa running up at senators at their restaurant whenever they're out eating. You have Antifa running up now at news reporters' houses, shouting at them, saying, "We know where you sleep." We also have radical people ripping out signs. We have mobs attacking swaths of people, running up at Supreme Court doors. You have people literally being controlled, mind controlled, brainwashed, or just you name it, man. We've played the footage for you guys. Go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. What is going on? Oh, but don't worry, you're not allowed to defend yourself. I'm going to play for you this clip one more time of these Antifa people outside of Tucker Carlson's house, and I want you guys to think, what would you do if you had a mob of people outside your house and realized they're filming? They're filming you. But here, let's take a listen to this Antifa mob outside of Tucker Carlson's house. This is where we were at in 2018. Let's take a listen.
You're outside your home to protest and boycott the fascism and racism. You promote hate that led to an ideology that has led to thousands of people dying by the hands of the police, to trans women being murdered in the streets. Your policies promote hate, and we don't even know. We know where you sleep at night.
Mailbox, send them to us.
We know where you sleep at night.
We know where you sleep at night. Tucker Carlson, we know where you sleep at night.
I don't mean to laugh because it's very serious, but that guy, you know, at the end, he's just, we know where you sleep at. He sounds so soft, and they got him out here doing some, you know, some pretty radical stuff, and it's just wild. You know, and I've played for you guys the footage of these witches and warlocks that have tried to hex Brett Kavanaugh. It's real. It really is real. This is a spiritual warfare. This is a political warfare. It's a mental warfare. And we talk about the mental health. We've talked about a lot of this stuff. They're being activated. A lot of these people are being told it is okay to act this way. They're being sanctioned, saying it's okay to be insane. That's why they're doxing ICE agents. That's why they're running up, as I said, at Tucker Carlson. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're having fake bombings, storming the Supreme Court, flash protests, destabilization, random mass hysteria. Think about this. I've spoken on it. This is going to create private security areas, gated communities. This is the domestic terrorism. You cannot live in peace unless you are in their politically correct bubble. That's why this is dangerous. You have these people, again, saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all. They want to destroy race, nationality, history, identity, who you are. And they say they're attacking the fascism. They're attacking They don't even say that they're attacking capitalists. It's this weird reverse psychology, this 1984 doublespeak, to where it's like, you know, stop hitting yourself. They're grabbing your fist and hitting you in the face, saying, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. You know, why are you doing that? They're calling you the fascist, whenever everything that they are doing is fascist in nature. These are the ground soldiers, though. These are the people who are ushering in part of this totalitarian New World Order takeover. I need to do a breakdown video on why what we're seeing with the immigrant invasion and the migrant caravan, how that is actually part of an organized agenda to destroy borders and nations, to create the North American Union. And as I've talked about time and time again, you have these saboteurs, these domestic terrorists, these provocateurs, these agents, these instigators and infiltrators who are using their position to collapse us. They are using the system to screw you over, but they don't realize how once they are in, they will be wiped out. A whole new crop of people will come through. And it is crazy. They'll have a management class, right? This, and you see this already. You see this kind of handling CIA class, this management class, right? That's controlling these people, saying, okay, and we played the clips for you too. People who have been paid protesters, who want to sow the incivility, who want to sow the division. You have this management class that's funding this, using the impoverished, the undereducated, the underinformed, the people who are in these positions of disadvantage, and they're using them against their own will. And this is the insanity that we have to find ourselves trying to sort through here in 2018. This is why you have, as I said before, the Republicans saying, build that wall, we need some order. And then you have the Democrats saying, we want your guns, give us your guns. Well, I think you're all a little crazy, and I would like for all of you to back off from what we're doing here. But what's going to happen is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Soros, George Soros funding the migrant caravan, the Abolish ICE protesters standing up in their local community talking and protesting the conditions of these holding facilities. I want to say the Kids for Cages. We'll be talking about that, General Mattis and the weaponization of space, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. This is Freedom Faction over here on Factions of Freedom. We'll be right back right after this. Salutations, my friends. I'm here to talk to you about, that's right, CBD oil. CBD oil can reduce the risk of relapse among alcohol and cocaine addicts, and you know they're trying to flood us with both. According to a 2013 study published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, CBD was proven to have these benefits: relieving pain and inflammation, having antipsychotic effects, reducing anxiety, helping to fight cancer, relieving nausea, treating seizures, lowering incidences of diabetes, and also promoting cardiovascular health. Realize that in 2014, Purdue Pharma received FDA approval for an opioid drug that claimed to help curb the opioid addiction. This will actually help you curb your usage of opioids as well as your reliance upon them. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Spread lies and share truth. Zero, Freedom Faction, out. Yep. Yeah, you know. I really don't think I would find myself talking about this. If you guys have caught on, I'm a little bit of a weirdo, and I do like strange things. I find it strange how everything is becoming hyper-politicized and kind of crazy, but I really I don't think it's going to slow down. Part of me thinks, well, it would be easier just to be, you know, stupid and just go along with this, but then I wouldn't be me. Then I wouldn't really be having fun. Think about this. Difficult just means fun in a different language. Salutations, and thank you for tuning in to this segment of Factions of Freedom. I told you, going to the break, we're going to be talking about that guy, that Nazi collaborator, George Soros, funding the migrant caravan. How is he still here? How is it? We keep hearing about this dude, and he hasn't been locked up, he hasn't been imprisoned, you know, he hasn't been, like, indicted, he hasn't been taken to trial. You know, what is up with this? And then you got Antifa, who were saying they're communists and socialists and fascists, or they're anti-fascists, being funded by some capitalists to sow all this insurrection. It's crazy. We'll be talking about this type of stuff, because it's important. All of this is important. And it's just, it blows my mind that we're here. So let me go ahead and get this out of the way so people don't get it confused. We like to try to make sure that we have our facts on point. Right here, put this article up November 5th. It's for Planet Free Will by Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller. It says, Soros boasted of spending $500 million on migrants in 2016. Let's scroll. Well, you will see, and this is from the Wall Street Times, or the Wall Street Journal. It says, Why I'm Investing $500 million in Migrants. And this is by George Soros, September 20th, 2016, 12 a.m. Eastern Time. It says, I will invest in startups, established companies, social impact initiatives, and businesses founded by migrants and refugees. This is another article from Your Newswire. It says that Soros provides migrants with prepaid debit cards to fund their illegal journeys. In the article right here that was put up November 2nd. You see, we like to make sure that we have these things on point. I didn't put the article source, but you guys can go look at the title. It says that the United Nations and the EU and Soros are providing migrants with prepaid debit cards to fund their trip to and through Europe. Democratic donor George Soros earmarked $500 million in 2016 to support migrants, writing, quote, that harnessing the power of the private sector is critical to the support the tens of millions of people who are on the move, fleeing their home countries in search of a better life abroad. Quote, I have decided to earmark $500 million for investments that specifically address the needs of migrants, refugees, and host communities, sanctuary cities. Soros wrote in the Wall Street Journal, quote, I will invest in startups, established companies, social impact initiatives, and businesses founded by migrants and refugees themselves. Although my main concern is to help migrants and refugees arriving in Europe, I will be looking for good investment ideas that will benefit migrants all over the world. We will also work closely with organizations such as the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the International Rescue Committee to establish principles to guide our investments, he added. The New York Times reported on October 31st that, quote, Mr. Soros is being heatedly, if implausibly, cast as the financier of the immigrant caravan, a deep state presence in the federal bureaucracy and the hidden hand behind the protests against Mr. Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Now, I'm going to go ahead and stop right there because it goes into all the politics and everything else. I wanted to get it on record that George Soros said back in 2016 he was going to invest $500 million. And we see this now unfolding today. When you, and as I said before, he's working with the UN. This is a sanctioned operation. They're allowed to do these types of things. But that doesn't mean that people will want this forced integration. Who will want this multicultural agenda? This thing. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. That's why you have a lot of people kind of freaking out because, well, this is really going to radically shift things. Now, CNN's reporter Jim Acosta brought this up whenever he was going back and forth with Trump about the migrant caravan. It's 100 miles away. Why worry about it? And I feel like that mindset to me is so ignorant. It is so stupid. It's still a very real thing, but we're trying to push it off and make it seem as if it's not an issue. And I did the math for you. Only 80%... Oh, actually, 80% of those people are rejected. So if we're getting numbers of 15,000 immigrants coming or 14,000 immigrants coming, that means only 2,800 of them are going to be admitted. And Donald Trump talked about this. You guys, I went over this in our minicast, and I hope you guys will go check it out. October Surprise, Siege and Secure America. It's very important. Pretty cool. We talk about this, you know, how the idea behind this is to create a bunch of impoverished and people who aren't citizens to either country. They're not Americans. They're not Hondurans. They're not Mexicans. They're just migrants. That's a separate class of people. They become migrants. Let me play for you this quick clip of troops on the southern border. And then I'll get into these abolish ICE protesters. But I think it's important that we talk about this type of stuff and what all of this means. You'll see that troops are messing around with barbed wire, razor wire, on the gaps in between where the actual border is. And they're just expecting these types of influx of people to arrive there. Let's take a listen.
We're getting a first look at how U.S. troops deployed to the southern border are preparing for more than 5,000 migrants moving through southern Mexico. The closest members of the caravan are about 700 miles away from the U.S. and are not expected to arrive for weeks. Maria Villarreal is along the border in Hidalgo, Texas. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. Here along the Rio Grande River, this is one of the spots where migrants used to cross into the U.S. illegally. But now there is this barbed wire fence. It's going to be used to actually fill the gaps where there is no border wall. It was installed over the weekend by about 100 U.S. military troops here in southern Texas. Right now, the Pentagon says more than 7,000 U.S. troops are joining the nearly 2,100 National Guardsmen already assigned to the southern border. Now, people who live and work in the Rio Grande Valley are split, though, about the increased military presence.
I believe that in your home you should be safe and secure. And when you don't feel that, yes, you do want the government to do something about it.
It's a great big publicity stunt.
You think that the president is using the military?
Absolutely. He didn't get his parade, so he's trotted him out here.
There are reports this border deployment could cost upwards of $200 million by the end of the year. And just to give you some perspective, I'm about 5'2 on a good day. This barbed wire fence stands about 4 feet tall, roughly. It is sharp. However, the reality is people can get over this if they really want to. The best it can do is probably slow somebody down.
That is an important perspective, Maria. Thank you. Interesting to get the differing ideas and thoughts and reaction along with that.
5'2 is pretty small. 5'2 is pretty small. She could clear it, but she'd have a hard time. She'd get all caught up in it. It'd look pretty funny seeing her little self trying to get through razor wire. But yeah, no, this is a lot. What you're seeing, as I said before, is the establishment of the wall. Build that wall. Make America great again. Keep the immigrants out. Sound a little bit more racist if you can. Xenophobic a little bit as well. What they're doing, what we're basically asking is for some level of order, some level of understanding, some level of civility. And what's being put to us on a massive scale is lawlessness. Get over it. You know, just keep saying yes. Yes, 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 yes. If you draw a line in the sand, you're a problem. I have to make a quick correction. I said that it was going to be 2,800 migrants coming through. They said that they're expecting 5,000 migrants, and 80% of that 5,000 would be 1,000 migrants coming through. So to make a point, we're seeing an influx of people come through. And Donald Trump actually did talk about that. He wants the people to come through. He would like for some of these people to take over these jobs because, well, we're going to have automation come through. Look at what Jeff Bezos and Amazon are doing. They're taking over the workforce. We're going to have a lot of low-paying, no-skill jobs that we're going to have people without the training in the backgrounds to just do, people to just take over these very basic and rudimentary jobs. Yeah, you're going to have that happen if you're having half the country out here in the streets protesting nothing and not building anything else. You see these people, people that take over, parasites, they don't know how to actually do anything. They just control, right? They don't know how to produce. They don't know how to construct. They don't know how to create. They just know how to control. They know how to seize things. They don't know how to actually get out there and do the real work. They shortcut. You see, but here, let me play this clip for you guys of the Abolish ICE protesters who are saying, look, we need to do this. We need to take down the borders. We need to get out there. What's happening with the migrant caravan? We need to protest those conditions because they're living like it's Nazi Germany. It's true. These are the tent cities that Donald Trump talked about. These are the FEMA camps that we have been raising hell about. This is what I keep trying to raise. This is why I'm having so many people. This is why we have to capture this moment right now. The internment camps, the fusion centers, the FEMA camps, all those places, all that stuff that we reported on is being used for those kids in cages. Those Walmarts that are being turned into detention centers, yeah, that's where they're going. That's where they're going. That's where they're going. We put up an article just the other day of this person who was detained for a year by the Trump administration. He just now got out. People don't understand. This is what I'm talking about when I'm saying Trump is so close to the military that we are a hair trigger away from being underneath martial law. Before I play for you this clip, let me play Donald Trump talking about putting migrants in tent cities. Go ahead and just call them FEMA camps.
Asylum isn't the law because Congress has
changed
the law.
If they apply for asylum, we're going to hold them until such time as their trial takes place.
Where? Do we have the facilities?
We're going to build tent cities. We're going to put tents up all over the place. We're not going to build structures and spend all of this, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. We're going to have tents. They're going to be very nice, and they're going to wait. And if they don't get asylum, they get out. And very few people, they don't actually, if you want to wait, they don't usually get asylum. You know that.
80%.
The problem is they release them in, and then they have the trial 3 years later, and nobody shows up. But we are going to, unlike Obama and unlike others, we are going to take the people, we're going to put them in, and they're going to wait. And you know what? Two things happen. When they find out that that happens, we're going to have far fewer people come up. And also, President Obama separated children from parents. Nobody talks about this.
So the judge came along and said, can't do it.
He separated. No, President Obama separated.
No, in the beginning.
Okay, just so we all understand.
If they're applying for asylum, okay, Isn't the law because Congress didn't change
it? And it happened with Bush as well. But yeah, you still don't hear Antifa talk about this. You don't hear them talk about the police state. You don't hear them talk about the military-industrial complex. You don't hear them talk about chemtrails, Monsanto, any other problems. No, we're just going to go after people and start causing all this random craziness. These are all very real present issues that we're not taking the time to see. So to connect Donald Trump talking about the FEMA camps, the tent cities, these internment camps, these fusion centers, these holding facilities where they'll have the migrants. There's this clip that came out just the other day of the Abolish ICE protesters saying that the conditions inside these facilities are akin to Nazi Germany.
And encourage other people to vote, and the mayor flipped the fuck out because he doesn't want you guys to vote. So that's just pretty, that's just really, it's very indicative of where Ted Wheeler stands in all of this. He's just completely detached from what we're doing out here.
We aren't out here to help the Democrats. We aren't out here to fight Republicans. We're out here for fucking community defense, because that's what Antifa does. And in this election, voting is community defense, because we need to stand up for our neighbors. We need to stand up for our sisters. We need to stand up for our community. And that's why we came out today. So for everyone who was wondering what this was about, I'm not sure who organized it, but what this is about is community defense. And Ted Wheeler, if you're worried about violence, stop letting the Nazis come into town and create violence. Stop letting your cops attack the left when we confront that violence. It's good to see all the officers out here getting extra overtime hours. I hope you invest that back into the community and contribute to your local food bank or houseless shelter, or as you guys like to yell, your sunshine division, whatever, but pass it forward. You're welcome for the overtime. Have an awesome night.
Okay, I'm sorry to waste your guys' time, but apparently that was not what I thought it was. I thought that was going to be the protesters talking about the conditions of migrants inside the holding facilities, but I was wrong. Seems like Antifa just cares about community defense, community organizations, and I think that's good. You know, we had the midterm elections. A lot of things happen. People getting out there to vote. Good job if you did. I talk about this all the time. I believe that your political activity shouldn't end at the polling booth, at the voting booth. You should be doing it all the time. These people now are. That's why they're organized. We don't have, as I talked about with Charles, the family rights movement, we don't have people out there who are being proactive and actuating the truth, who are trying to be the paradigm shift and being the change. That's why these people, our adversaries, are doing so much. That's the only reason they're being this effective, is because we're not fully organized. They are using dark side agendas powers to create what they think of as an effective revolution. If your revolution is being broadcast by CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and all the other mainstream outlets, the six corporations that are owned, I don't really necessarily think it's a revolution. I thought that was the whole thing. The revolution will not be televised. We're seeing these people play into a hand to where they're literally becoming co-opted. They're being controlled. They're being used. You see. And I remember, you know, I think we did an episode with End Time Signs, Noah of End Time Signs, like almost a year or so ago when we were talking about the Las Vegas shooting. And I had asked him, you know, I said, you know, what do you think about all of this talk about gun control, gun usage, gun violence, guns? This destabilization that we see kind of rising. He said, well, it's simple. They want us to kill each other. They want to get us so hyped up that we begin to take arms against one another, that we can't see clearly, to where we're so emotional, that guy doesn't agree with me, I have to shoot him. It's like, okay, yeah, because that makes perfect sense. But this is the world they're trying to move us into. Now let me talk about this right here. Militia group heads to border stirred by Trump's call to arms. We put this up November 5th, 2018. I think that's very crazy. And I'll get into this. I'll read the article because what you're seeing is so much. There are bikers that have come together for Trump and all kinds of other people who are rallying together. These paramilitary groups, the standing army, the militia that's supposed to fight this tyrannical government, you're seeing them actually align with the government. Again, co-opted revolutions. I'm just like, what is happening? Scary. I think it's important that we do have people trying to stand for some order and civility in our country, because we can't have all this lawlessness, but I don't think we should have it portrayed in this fashion. This literally looks like we're about to go kill people. And in all fairness, for the people who are conducting border patrol, this video came out last year. That shows you, again, how this is still something that we're dealing with here in America. This video talks about the dangers of border patrol and how when they're throwing just rocks, it's not as simple as just, you know, a little pebble that you would skip. It's like a, you know, a legit stone, like in the Bible when they would stone you. But let's take a listen.
That's not what they're throwing. They're throwing this, all right? So if you don't, and if you don't think this is a lethal weapon, you obviously haven't read the Bible very much. Look at this vehicle right here. Look how these men have to equip their vehicle. Look at this. They had to design this and build this. You don't buy this at a cop store. Agents had to figure this out and design it and weld it themselves. Look at this vehicle. This is how these men got to ride around in this territory. And how did they respond in reality, in the really real world? Look, these are less than lethal weapons right here. Right? Essentially fire paintballs with pepper spray in them, with pepper powder. Now, if I'm a border agent and somebody's throwing this at me, and I'm in danger of losing my life with this, I'm going to turn the fire with a Glock. You think what you want about that. Thank you very much. That's not what they're throwing.
I gotta laugh at that. And I'm going to play some clips for you guys of these migrants who are coming through the Mexican border, who are just destroying it. Like, let's be real. Let's actually kind of use some common sense, get up out of our emotions, and actually look at the threat that we're kind of facing. Clip is where they are actually able to break down, where they broke it down. They were able to break the gate down. The cops are no longer there, or maybe they might be. There's tear gas. Let's take a listen. The gate's open. I think police might have fired some tear gas or a smoke bomb. The civilians, pardon me, these migrants are still throwing things through the gate while you see migrants on the other side of the road still marching through. Now, I'm going to read this article. This is from the Drudge Report feed. We put this up November 5th. It says, gun-carrying civilian groups and border vigilantes have heard the call to arms in President Trump's warnings about threats to American security posed by caravans of Central American migrants moving through Mexico. They're packing coolers and tents, oiling rifles, and tuning up aerial drones with plans to form caravans of their own and trail American troops to the border. Quote, "We'll observe and report and offer aid in any way we can," said Sharon McGauley, a bail bondsman in the Dallas suburbs, who is the president of the Texas Minimint. McGauley said he was preparing to head for the Rio Grande in coming days. We've proved ourselves before, and we'll prove ourselves again, he said. McGauley and others have been roused by the president's call to restore order and defend the country against what Trump has called an invasion, as thousands of Central American migrants have advanced slowly through southern Mexico toward the U.S. border. Trump has insisted that unknown Middle Easterners, very tough fighters, and large numbers of violent criminals are traveling among the women, children, and families heading north on foot, as you can see right now on the footage. But don't worry, they'll tell you that these people are civil. It's like, come on, why are we playing this back and forth game? This is crazy. And it only works in a time, in a crisis state, in a crisis time frame. And that's where we're at right now. The only reason this is being allowed is because we're having the same thing happen here in America. The Texas Minutemen, according to McGauley, have 100 volunteers en route to the Rio Grande who want to help stop the migrants, with more likely on the way. Quote, "I can't put a number on it," McGauley said. "My phone's been ringing nonstop for the last 7 days. You had other militias and husbands and wives, people coming from Oregon, Indiana. We've even got two from Canada. Asked whether his group planned to deploy with weapons." McGauley laughed. "This is Texas, man, so sure, I'm assuming that they're going to deploy with weapons. And yet the prospect of armed vigilantes showing up besides thousands of U.S. troops along the border patrol agents, police officers, and migrants is considered serious enough that military planners have issued warnings to Army commanders. According to the military planning documents obtained by Newsweek, the military is concerned about the arrival of, quote, unregulated militia members self-deploying to the border in alleged support of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So, we, so they're kind of saying you can't even go out there and go protect yourselves. You can't go protect others. This is the borderless world. They would like for you to think that, and this is why the whole thing between, you know, nationalism versus globalism. That's why we're seeing this whole thing kind of go up right now. Because indeed, globalization is a hot button. We're seeing, as I've talked about time and time again, a period of denaturalization, of demoralization, to where we're destroying our nation, destroying what it means to be a human, or I mean destroying what it means to be American, so that we can reconstitute it as a new form of globalist American, of nationalist globalist. This is, again, why you have people like the Abolish ICE protesters who are saying, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. They want, and this is, again, a part of the UN 2030 agenda, they want everyone to be able to travel everywhere. They don't want people to have a nationality. They don't want them to have an identity, because then that gives them a sense of individuality. This is why, as true as it is, you're hearing people say, oh, well, America's just being recolonized by new colonizers. Yeah, I get that, but, you know, until it's actually conquered, or until we're all this brown, tan color that everybody wants to be so much, I'm going to kind of fight for my own individuality. I'm going to fight for your individuality. I'm going to appreciate culture. I'm not going to say we should just keep having this hodgepodge. It's two sides of the same coin, and I'm sure somebody else can make a perfect argument for the opposite. I just believe that we should respect people's individuality for the collective, and not forego your individuality for the collective, and that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, to kind of move on, to kind of switch gears a little bit, talk about a few other things, not more serious, but to take a different approach to things. In this borderless world, in this new world order, in the United Nations Agenda 2030, we're underneath this world government. We're underneath this one world system, right? To where they, like I said, they don't want nations. They don't want individualities. They want districts akin to things like the Hunger Games. I talked about this before. Things like the North American Union, written by Heidi Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife, to where they collapse Canada, America, and Mexico together, and we just become this one nation. You'll see the same thing happen with Eurasia. You know, this is world government, where we're just going to merge all of our countries and cultures together. And while that sounds like a good idea, you know, you're going to have people who don't really agree with this and who are going to fight back. It's crazy. But as we're seeing right now, with the weaponization of space, with the development of technologies, with all these other things take place, it's kind of wild. I'll say this, and then I'll kind of pivot into the next topic. You know, in the future, you're going to have these areas, and I've talked about it. I've done mini casts on it. Unfortunately, YouTube deleted it, but it's smart cities, microgrids, areas that are literally protected and so advanced in their technologies that they almost seem borderline alien because they're able to advance so much. And just outside of these encased cities, these walled-off cities, just outside of them are going to be these tent cities, are going to be these FEMA camps, are going to be these slums, these areas where people are impoverished to where they are poor. It'll be just that simple. You'll have rich people on these insides who are super advanced, and then on the outside, you'll have these people, these drifters, these migrants, who move around from country to country, land to land, because there is no identity. There is no place for them. There is no home. This is a part of a whole, the politically correct part of this is to where, again, they don't want you to have, they don't want you to be African. They don't want you to be African American. They don't want you to be white. They don't want you to be black. They don't want you to be Asian. They don't want you to be Native American. They don't want you to be Indian. They don't want you to be Hispanic. They don't want you to be anything. They just want you to be a serf of the state, an NPC, somebody that doesn't have their own nationality. It's very, very dangerous. Now, to push forward, let's talk about this. Let's really get into this. What we're seeing is the creation of this one world government. to where everybody has to abide by this politically correct ideology of what they think humanity should be. This is the global citizen. You see, this is the New World Order citizen, where you're just some mindless drone who's being told what to do today. But you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about things like our anomalous ailments, what's going on with our environment. I wanted to talk about things like the weaponization of space, but I feel like that's much more, it's better to lead into the next segment with that, because we can talk about so much more. We'll talk about that on the other side. Things like genetically modified viruses, the FDA approving a new painkiller in the UK, talking about a meat tax, all this and more on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your lovable host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer. And 2018 is wild. Yeah. 2018 is insane, and it's definitely not going to slow down. But as I told you before, we are going to be talking about things like our anomalous ailments, what's going on with our environment, and so much more. Here is General Mattis talking about how the U.S. needs offensive weapons in space for defense.
Space now being considered a warfighting domain. What do you think our objectives should be? And from a planning perspective, what are some new factors planners should think about when considering space, time, and force?
Yeah, space has definitely become competitive. We watched when the Chinese shot their their obsolete satellite out of the air or blew it to pieces. And we've watched other nations putting capabilities into space. And I would just tell you that it's basically two-pronged. One, it's defend. We have to defend what we have in outer space that is used for navigation, communication, peaceful purposes, commerce, banking, all these kind of things, and military intelligence, surveillance satellites. We're going to have to put satellites up that can be defended.
Space now being considered a war.
So I'm going to go ahead and kind of put a pause on that real quick. Space, time, and force. These are the technocratic elitists. These are the people who are up there in space or in some kind of breakaway civilization, some deep underground military base somewhere, who are watching us, who are conducting these types of experiments. Okay, let's cut the crap. Let's get to the point. There is a breakaway civilization, a deep state, secret government, black budget, however you want to look at it, who's really behind everything. Donald Trump announcing the Space Force is saying, okay, well, we can't hide the UFOs showing up in the ISS feed. We can't hide the UFOs that people are taking pictures of. Our cloaking technology, it's being revealed. Hey, look, guess what? We have a Space Force. You can join it too. They need more protectors. They need more soldiers. These are those technocratic elite that are broken off. We're seeing an offshoot of them here in California, the Silicon Valley. This is just their face. These are the super advanced people in the background who have the advanced technology, who are taking the psychotropic drugs, who are communicating with what they think of as aliens, as extraterrestrials, as off-world entities, who are telling them, hey, build this thing, build this thing, build this thing. The weaponization of space is a long, very long agenda. It is something that is, it is something we've talked about for quite some time. It's not new. And the point behind talking about all this is to really let you people know that this is the plan, okay? This is the plan of the New World Order. I'm going to see if I can get up this this Instagram highlight story that we had right here for our Instagram or for our video listeners or for our audio listeners. What's happening is I'm playing our Deep Reads highlight on our Instagram page. And it's showing the PDF of the weaponization of space from the Air Force Special Centers out here in New Mexico, which you can download, and it talks about that. This is not a new idea. That's where basically chemtrails comes from. That's where a lot of this is. Right here, Defense Documentation Center for Scientific and Technical Information, Cameron Station, Alexandria, Virginia. This is unclassified information I'm speaking to you people about. It says that this is the headquarters is in Kirtland Air Force Base, New Mexico, Air Force Special Weapons Center, Air Research and Development Command. Go check it out yourself if you're really curious. What I'm trying to say is they're creating a space force, they're developing the breakaway civilization so that they can release the biobomb, release the biowarfare. This is why you see all these weird diseases popping up out of the place, but don't worry, we came out with a new iPhone. This is why some children are literally becoming paralyzed due to these vaccines. But don't worry, we have a space force. This is why you literally have oceans. We have planet life dying. Dying. But don't worry, they legalized marijuana. You pay attention to what the left hand does, you're not seeing all the darkness that the right hand is doing. You see. I'm going to play for you a quick clip. This is them talking about how air is the new tobacco. It's become so polluted. And we've discussed this as well here on the show, how air quality affects your cognition. You know, it takes off your ability to process information and your education at least a year if you're living in cities and in some of these polluted areas. This is why chemtrails is very important. How does that tie into the weaponization of space? Well, when they're dumping aluminum, barium, and strontium in our atmosphere, that is not necessarily the space that they're thinking of, but it is the domination and the weaponization of our atmosphere. And this is something that our adversaries are trying to hold on to us. But here, let me play for you this clip.
Children are our future. societies that help their children to achieve their full potential, thrive, and grow economically. That's why it's so important to protect our children from one of the greatest dangers they face, the toxins and particles in polluted air. Children, our future, crave clean air so they can survive and thrive. Our future craves clean air, but air pollution is increasing. We are facing an emergency. 9 out of 10 children do not breathe safe air. Children are closer to the ground, to car exhausts and indoor smoke. They breathe faster than adults, taking in more of the polluted air. And their developing bodies are more likely to be damaged by the toxins in the air. Every year, 600,000 children die from breathing polluted air. Before a baby takes her first breath, she's been harmed by the toxins her mother is inhaling. Half of all deaths from lung infection in young children in lower middle income countries are due to air pollution. If that baby survives childhood, the daily damage done to her brain, lungs, heart will limit her chances of growing into a healthy, productive adult. Cognitive damage, lowering of a child's ability to learn, means children exposed to air pollution will struggle at school and fail to reach their full potential. Terrible damage has been done, but it is still not too late to change. By prescribing clean air for children, policymakers can save lives and protect them from the lifelong effects of air pollution exposure. We all have a role to play. Activists, experts, economic and political leaders, and individuals can all take steps to better manage waste, change the way we travel, monitor air quality, and regulate production of pollutants, among many other potential actions. But we have no time to waste. We can and we must act now.
Adorable. Oh, of course. It's from the World Health Organization. Of course. It's from the UN. That's how they know how to get your heartstrings. Now, a whole lot to look there. Definitely important. And I've talked about this as well. The future of our society depends upon sustainable technologies or renewable energies or cleaning up after ourselves because we're screwed. The plastic that's in the ocean, the chemicals that are in the air, the chemicals that's in, now in the food, in the water, in the earth. Again, what are we handing to our children? What are we handing to the future? Are people even taking the time to think about that? Now, a few weeks ago, and this still pertains to children's health, the environment, anomalous ailments, and things of this nature. A few weeks ago, possibly even a few months ago, we talked about how a whole lot of people were randomly getting sick on aircrafts, where they were coming in from different countries, and then they would come here to America only to experience some kind of sickness. Now, it seems like that same type of thing is happening here, except with children. Children are experiencing paralysis, death, and all kinds of other weird ailments. I think it's very strange. And before I go through this list of article titles and videos that I'm going to play for you guys, I think it's important for us to take the time to think about this as well. In these fusion centers, in these tent camps, in these FEMA camps, in these places where they will keep these migrants, they will have to get vaccines. They'll have to go through some kind of quarantine, some kind of decontamination process. They're going to bring diseases with them. I'm sorry if it sounds racist to you. I'm just trying to be factual and logical when looking at this type of stuff. If we already have polio, measles, you know, and all these other random things that are popping up. That is crazy to me. Just to think about how many other things we have to think about and how that's going to mess with our ecosystem, our immune system, our society, our health, our psychology, all of these other things. And again, these are very, very pressing issues that we have to think about for the future. Our children are being affected. Their cognition is being stunted. And they are bringing forth all of these other people who have already lived their lives, who have left another place because it is a hellhole, because there is no solution for them, and they're now coming here. But I digress. Let me get back to point. Check this out. We put this up October 18th, and this is how far back it goes. The CDC says that over 127 cases of child paralysis in 22 U.S. states are under investigation. Acute flaccid myelitis confirmed in 62 cases. That was October 18th from Signs of the Times. And I'll get into things like, you know, the genetically engineered viruses and how they're the next part of weapons for the government here shortly. But adenoviruses, we put this up November 2nd. It's by Sons of Liberty Media, Max Labo. Adenovirus outbreak. 10th child dies in New Jersey. October 31st, STHF plan. Mysterious polio-like illness spreading. Baffled CDC under fire. Doesn't appear to be transmissible. I'll play for you guys that clip here shortly. October 26th, Georgia toddler paralyzed overnight as AFM fear grows nationwide. October 23rd. Six kids die, 12 sick in viral outbreak at rehab center. What is going on with children, and what is going on with modern medicine? Here, let's take a listen to what they think of this polio-like disease.
The CDC confirmed 10 new cases of the rare polio-like illness infecting people across the country. 72 people, mostly children, have now been diagnosed with acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM, in 24 states. The CDC is also keeping a close watch on the flu after the highest number of deaths from the virus last year since modern tracking began. Only on CBS This Morning, we spoke to the director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, at his headquarters in Atlanta. He told us he is also worried about a pandemic like the 1918 Spanish flu, which killed as many as 50 million people worldwide.
We lost more children last year from flu deaths than any year before since we started recording, and the majority of those children that died were not vaccinated. I want to come back and argue that immunization is one of the most critical tools we have to eliminate diseases. In this case, it's the most important tool we have.
I'm sure. So I didn't get the full video clip for you guys, but you know, he goes on to explain a little bit more about the disease and its effects on people. But basically what we're beginning to talk about is the push for the vaccine agenda, for the global health security agenda. Now, what happens, you know, for these migrants that don't have vaccine shots, vaccine records, or anything like that? They might be coming in here underneath a fake alias. There's going to be a protocol put in place to basically, as I said before, quarantine these individuals. They're going to bring sicknesses and diseases, and children will be the first people susceptible to catching them. And so that's going to create all kinds of other things that people aren't taking the time to look at. But let's play this clip for you guys of the let's just play for you these various clips of people talking about these sicknesses and the lethality of them and what's going on. And again, I just think it's important that we talk about it, because we're seeing this shouldn't be a trend. Children should not be dying by some random sickness. Vaccinated children should not be spreading diseases, and so much more. Let's take a listen to this clip right here.
At least 6 pediatric patients are dead and 12 others are sick due to a severe viral outbreak at the Wanequay Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in New Jersey. On Tuesday, the state's Department of Health confirmed 18 cases of adenovirus. According to the CDC, adenoviruses are common viruses that can cause illnesses ranging from cold-like and sore throat symptoms to bronchitis, pneumonia, inflammation, and pink eye, among others. While most illnesses are mild, it can cause serious illnesses. The New Jersey Department of Health says this particular outbreak, known as adenovirus type 7, is affecting medically fragile children with weak immune systems. Adenoviruses are typically spread by infected people through either physical contact like shaking hands or touching objects, or through the air by coughing or sneezing. The Wanequay Center is not admitting any new patients until the outbreak ends. There is a specific vaccine for adenovirus type 7.
To point stuff out, the clip ended. To point a few things out, they said that it affects people with compromised immune systems because this is a very real thing. Whenever they're targeting people, they have very specific bioweapons, but when they're targeting people, specifically children, will be the first susceptible to these types of mysterious illnesses. Here is another video of a child that was paralyzed overnight over the acute flaccid myelitis.
This morning, a Georgia mother says her toddler went to bed sick and woke up paralyzed from the neck down. It's the latest in a series of mysterious illnesses that are simply baffling doctors. And nationwide, there are 62 confirmed cases of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. 92 more are under investigation. And Channel 2's Audrey Washington is live at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Scottish Rite in North Fulton County. Now, Audrey, doctors have treated at least two young patients where you are.
That's right. Those patients were treated here at Scottish Rite, and in both cases, they both fell ill and then woke up partially paralyzed.
The first thing I said was, what is that?
It was a shock to this young mother. One moment, her two-year-old daughter was a healthy child who came down with a double ear infection and fever. Then a few days later, she woke up paralyzed from the neck down.
It's a rare occurrence. It's one in a million.
Doctors diagnosed the Columbus, Georgia girl with acute.
This morning, a Georgia mother says her toddler went to bed sick and woke up paralyzed.
Crazy. We're just having, I think that's, again, the craziest thing ever. What is happening? What is happening to people? That's why they're trying to compromise your immune system now. That's why they're trying to feed you poison. That's why they don't want you to take care of your health so you can be forever dependent upon the system. Be a forever slave. Don't ever try to break out of your chains. Just add more on to them. Add more weight. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I saw, I think it might have been a Times news article, but it was something along the lines where they were talking about mental health. It said the antidepressant, and I've heard about that. It might be somewhere on the page. And basically, I think it might be Purdue Pharma, but their whole idea is to create a antidepressant that combats the effects of antidepressants. Now, basically, what this is throwing gasoline on a fire. You're creating more problems than you're actually solving. But this is the mentality of today. This is what I mean by the compromised immune systems, the mental health that's going unchecked, and how we're just fueling the flames. Now, we're already talking about how children are becoming paralyzed, and unfortunately, deaths are taking place due to, as I said before, the compromised immune systems that are out there. Things like the chemtrails, our diet, society, you name it. They are trying to weaken the system. As if this wasn't bad enough, we now have scientists at the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency working on a project called Insect Allies to genetically engineer viruses. We put this up November 2nd. It's from Sign of the Times. It says genetically engineered viruses have become the next generation of weaponry for the U.S. It says many technologies have dual-use potential and can be applied to either civilian or defense projects, depending on the intent of those in charge. German rocket technology led to the creation of the V-2 ballistic missiles in World War II and later enabled the U.S. to launch space exploration missions in the latter half of the 20th century. This technology also helped the U.S. develop its own ballistic missiles program. Nowadays, U.S. scientists at the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, are working on a project called Insect Allies, which will use insects to infect crops with genetically modified viruses that edit the crop's genetic profile to make them more resilient against diseases, as well as natural and manufactured threats to the food supply. It is not clear how the insects' flight paths would be controlled to ensure they only infect designated targets. However, DARPA is administered by the U.S. Department of Defense and was founded after the Soviet Union launched the Sputnik 1 satellite in 1957. The agency published a communique asserting that the program has no sinister intentions and seeks to provide new capabilities to protect the United States, specifically the ability to respond rapidly to threats to the food supply. My thought process would be shut down Monsanto, but I'm not DARPA. DARPA provided reassurance after German and French scientists voiced concerns and questions about the program's efficacy earlier this month and suggested that it could, quote, be widely perceived as an effort to develop biological agents for hostile purposes and their means of delivery, which, if true, would constitute a breach of the Biological Weapons Convention. If the know-how and means exist to transmit genetic viruses that supposedly create beneficial crop mutations, the opposite will also be possible, using insects to deliver gene-edited viruses that destroy crops, ruin harvests, and adversely affect the wider ecosystem. Another project receiving DARPA funding involves releasing genetically modified mosquitoes in the Florida Keys area to transmit a sterilizing genetic virus to their malaria-carrying counterparts. And we've actually talked about that as well. They've got people like Bill Gates clearly involved in the mix. The idea is to overwrite the existing species that is there. And this is what I mean by the technocratic elite. So whenever we're having these anomalous ailments, these things that just kind of seem like they pop up out of nowhere, it's because you have people who are messing around with things they shouldn't. You know, I've spoken on this too. I think a lot of what we're seeing with the weather and the weather is just a backlash from the geoengineering, from the weather modification that's gone on there. You know, we're seeing that whiplash effect. The same thing is kind of happening, you know, too, with things like Monsanto and Bayer, DARPA getting involved with messing with crops, messing with insects, messing with all kinds of other things that they shouldn't. The bees are literally dying off, so the government's response is to do what? Well, modify the mosquitoes, modify the insects. This is what I mean by messing with our biodiversity, having chemicals bioaccumulate in the earth, how we eventually have to eat these things and how they mess with our natural rhythm, our circadian rhythm, our biochemistry, and so much more. So yeah, you will create whole new swaths of diseases that people are unaware of. You will have things that affect children who can't defend themselves. And for people who are not knowledgeable of what they're ingesting, of what they're giving their children, they're completely blindly loyal to this system, they will be victims of it. And that's the unfortunate truth. This is why we have to have ever vigilance when standing up to these types of things. We have to take into consideration all of the different factors and more to make educated and informed decisions. I think that's why I had such a hard time this week with people. You have seen, with just this week alone, people get riled up for reasons that they don't even know. I don't really think what we're seeing right now is the liberation of humanity. I think we're seeing a false enlightenment. We're seeing some fake revolution. It's being forced. It's staged. It's not real. It's not authentic. Everything that we see happening right now, and we have to realize that we're in the TV reality. This is why you have, you know, Hollywood raising millions of dollars for Israel. This is why you have people literally desensitized to violence. This is why you have people who are using outrage as a new drug so they can feel. We are so desensitized to reality, we're distorting it. You know, I'll say this and then I'll wrap up the show. I was on my personal Snapchat and I put the same message that I put out to you good people, you know, about how voting is a system of societal control and how, again, your political activity should not end at the polling booth. Someone that basically shares the same birthday as me, they're like a few days older. You know, she said that was fake news. And I'm not going to lie, gang. I was actually genuinely upset about this. But when I had asked her, as I typically do with everybody else, I said, wow, well, I guess my views are fake. Please, let's discuss them then. The same thing happened that happens with everybody else. Crickets, no response. I didn't get to have that discussion. We didn't have a conversation. You have people, and I've talked about this before, you have people who are using laughter as a weapon and ignorance as a shield. They are blocking themselves up refusing to look at all of the other factors, refusing to look at what's really taking place, because it's easier to bury our heads in the sand. It's easier to put it off to somebody else to take care of us. And that's where it gets dangerous, because we're abdicating our power. It's not fake news. Eternal vigilance is the only solution to tyranny. You want freedom? You have to fight for it, baby. You got to go get that. It's not going to come to you. And if we continue to play into the system that it was intentionally designed to remove power from us, how long until we are literally powerless, until we are literally slaves and serfs to the system? And it starts with these things. It starts with all of this, understanding that they're putting fluoride in the water, lithium in the water, that they're spraying aluminum, barium, and strontium. That people like George Soros, who's literally been kicked out of his country, Hungary and Turkey, I think it's Turkey. I think it might be Hungary. Or maybe I'm just hungry thinking of Turkey. One of them came up with a Stop Soros Act because they understood that his money was used for all this. This starts with being aware of your innate right to defend yourself, self-accountability, self-determination. Don't just give your don't give your attention to somebody else simply because you don't know what to do with it. That's dangerous. That's why you have to combat this collectivism. That's why you have to stand up for yourself. That's why you have to believe in what you're doing. And what we're seeing right now is just that, the organization of evil, the collaboration of ignorance, the gradual degradation of society, the deliberate dumbing down of America, as written by Charlotte Iserby. We have to remain vigilant. We have to know our adversaries, and we have to know the hurdles that we are facing in the future. That is why I am here doing my best to try to deliver this information to you good people. And that's all I really have for you guys. I want to say thank you for wow, it seems like every single day the intensity only increases. I really didn't think that we would be here at this crossroad talking about these types of things, especially so fast. But I suppose that's the purpose of everything we kind of see happening today. Now, before we go out, I'd like to tell you guys, make sure you're checking out the links in the description bar below. Make sure you're checking out the website. Who knows where we'll be towards the end of 2018 and at the start of 2019. We have a few developments coming out for you guys, as always. But what I really want you guys to know is difficult just means fun in another language. At this point, we have to commit, resolve, and stay with the truth. While we're seeing them zig and zag and try to pull our mindsets in all kinds of different places, we have to try to stay on top. As I've asked the question before, what values are we bringing into the new world order? And find ourselves moving into hostile territory as these people are trying to usher in a police state and total control. Who knows? However, that's all I really have for you guys and gals. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant out there. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.